Coquitlam Public Library, Corporal, is looking for a new leader. Last month, the library board removed Todd Nijas as executive director, a position he had held for about a decade. Corporal spokesperson Samantha Wink confirmed Nisio's departure in a statement issued to the Tri-City News today, March 1. The entire library's board and staff thank Todd for his years of service to our organization and wish him well in his future endeavors. Anthea Goffey is now acting in his stead as the library recruits for Nisio's replacement, she said. We will seek leadership that supports our core library services and helps the organization adapt and evolve into the future, the statement reads. Coquitlam Public Library has built a strong reputation for its commitment to the changing needs of our diverse, growing community, and we look forward to continuing to build that this year. On January 25, Nijas presented the library's annual budget before the city's finance committee and, according to the library board's minutes, he was at the corporal board meeting that night. Nijas left the role on February 7. Besides the executive director, the board, which operates under the BC Library Act, is currently made up of the following members: Jacqueline Gorton, chairperson; Raymond Lee, vice chairperson; Stephen Leung, treasurer; Kaun Matt Dejalik, trustee; Monica Eyre, trustee; Cindy Mark, trustee; Neil Nicholson, trustee; Kimberly Civic, trustee; Richard Virapen, trustee. In an email, Dejalik told the Tri-City News, "The library will continue to support the needs of patrons and continuity of services during the transition." Still, it's not the first time the corporal board has suddenly bid farewell to its executive director. In 2013, board chairperson Jack Trumley announced that the board had terminated CEO Rion Piprell for undisclosed reasons. Her replacement was Nijas, who in September 2012 was released from his duties as CEO of the Lethbridge Public Library as it was looking for a change in direction, Nijas told the Tri-City News at the time. Before that, Nijas was Lethbridge's Associate Director of Branches and Outreach Services, and, prior, was a research librarian at the Vancouver Public Library for 24 years. Besides his library work, Nijas had been active the political front. He was the BC Liberal Riding President for Vancouver MT. Pleasant, and, in 1991, he ran against Mike Harcourt. Nijas also worked on provincial and federal campaigns, including the by-election of Coquitlam's then-Mayor Lou Sikora when he successfully ran for MP for the Liberals. As well, Nijas was an NPA candidate for the Vancouver School Board. Corporal has two branches, City Centre and Poirier, and has 84 staff of which many are members of CUPE Local 561. In 2022, there were 526,539 visits between both branches, an increase of 41% over 2021. Last April, Nijas came under fire after he issued layoff notices to 7 employees, and shift or hour change notices to up to 15 other unionized staff, citing city underfunding. Requests for comment from Goffey and CUPE were not immediately returned. Sound off. What do you think about this story? Email us at newsroom@tricitynews.com.